Congressman, where does this go forward for the safety of America now? Because certainly Osama bin Laden in recent years was a symbolic figurehead of al-Qaeda. We still are concerned, right?
Oh, yeah. He was more than symbolic, too, though, because he was able to hold the different factions together. So, for instance, now with him gone, I do expect to see feuding breaking out between the Egyptians, the Saudis, the Yemenis, the Libyans. So for a while, al-Qaeda is going to be off its game. But they will recoup quickly enough. We have to move quickly now to take advantage of this temporary confusion with al-Qaeda. But also, we have to be on our guard because they have suffered a massive defeat, and al-Qaeda is going to want to avenge this as quickly as they possibly can. So I would say, in fact, I know that the intelligence agencies in our country, the local police, the Joint Terrorism Task Forces, FBI, all of them, they are looking at any possible attack that al-Qaeda could be making against us. Because they want to avenge this. Mm-hmm. We have to be on a highest, really, really top alert right now.
You know, it's not too long ago when Bin Laden put out a tape a couple of months ago warning the U.S. government, you better not put Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to death. And now we understand he's in this fortress, living the life of luxury. I'm not too sure that people could say he's detached in a figurehead anymore.
No, I agree. Bin Laden was still calling the shots to some extent, and again, also he was a cohesive force. He was able to keep Al Qaeda together. But again, they've morphed. They've also adapted, so they're going to be a strong force. But for the short term, for the meantime, they have